have you used a white black tie with this, or is that not nice?
This high-end fashion store in the heart of Colombo once thrived on the thousands of foreign tourists who came here every year. Now the only foreigners browsing the clothing racks are usually aid workers, diplomats, or journalists. The decline in tourism, one of Sri Lanka's biggest sources of foreign revenue, is just one of the financial hardships the country has faced during its long civil war. The inflation rate is in the double digits. The country is facing budget shortfalls and high trade deficits. Defense spending is at an all-time high. But with the war over, many Sri Lankans express confidence that this Indian Ocean island of 21 million people will bounce back as one of South Asia's economic jewels. One of them is Chana Bandatalaki, the store's manager.
The country has been suffering for the past 30 years. Now it's over. I don't think it's correct of any one of us to expect a massive boom in the next 2 or 3 days.
He says it'll take at least another 2 or 3 years for the economy to recover. But the Sri Lankan stock market had a big boost this week, with stocks climbing more than 23%, a gain that many economists here attribute to post-war euphoria. Still, many business leaders in Sri Lanka are counting on their government to help the economic recovery. Kishu Gomez is a business leader in Colombo and a former head of the Sri Lankan American Chamber of Commerce.
I believe that government will have to play a key role. Not many business organizations would be willing to go and make investment in order to get the people back on their livelihoods. I don't think business organizations have the capacity to do that.
Part of the reason they don't have the capacity is because the country is in serious financial trouble. Sri Lanka's foreign cash reserves are low. Too low, some economists say. It owes nearly $1 billion in foreign debt this year and is having trouble generating revenues. Its biggest exports, such as tea, coffee, and textiles, have been hit by the global economic downturn. Sri Lanka is seeking a $1.9 billion bailout by the International Monetary Fund. But the United States and Britain want to tie the funds to Sri Lanka's handling of human rights abuses and its treatment of nearly 300,000 war-displaced civilians, mostly Tamils, in government-run relief camps in the north. Sri Lankan Human Rights Minister Mahinda Samarasinghe says his government is committed to resettling most of the displaced within the first year. He says the country needs them to help rebuild the north after a quarter century of war.
The economic downturns that we have had to face as a result of this instability, we have learned a lot of lessons, and we are going to work very hard to ensure that whatever mistakes which were made in the past would not be repeated again. And the final objective, of course, is to unite all our people and to give them a better life in the future.
Among those mistakes, he says, is alienating many in the Tamil community, both here and abroad, who can contribute to the country's economic recovery. Even with an annual per capita income at $1,400, Sri Lanka is more prosperous than India, its northern neighbor and a rising star in South Asia's economy. But the big hope of many in the business community here is the revival of tourism and the money that could bring. Business leaders say they're pinning their hopes on a rediscovery of one of Sri Lanka's most famous treasures, its endless sun-drenched white sand beaches. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Colombo.